Yes, good afternoon. Today's the 21st of November, 2014. This is program number two of this new series that we started. Basically, it's under mini documentary presentations. This program number two is going to be a little bit of a hindsight going back to 2013 concerning my trip to Europe and Africa. And I should have done a short recording of it last year when I came back, while it was really fresh, some of the moments, some of the highlights. And I've written a lot in my journal, of course, and but I never did anything on the video or even audio. And I kind of figured, well, maybe it's still time to do it because it's still pretty fresh inside of me. So that's what we're going to do. We're just going to take maybe 10 minutes here to cover some of the things of my trip, because it was really my first big trip. I mean, I did a trip in back in, I think, 1997 when I went to Hungary, Budapest, with King Street Pentecostal Church. But this trip was my big one, my first big one, first of many, and especially in light of some of the prophetic words that God has given me concerning traveling and causing me to go places where I've only dreamed of going, things like that, concerning missionary enterprises with Missionary Aid International, which this is all about, for the website, for on YouTube here. So just short here, when I left for from Toronto International Airport for Netherlands, Holland, for Amsterdam, I just want to make a note. It was about over an 8-hour trip, straight trip, of course, flying economy. And on the way back from Poland, I got to, from France and Poland, I got to fly first class, which was great. But anyhow, on the way there, this really stood out to me, and I need to make a note of it, that the whole trip, the whole 8 hours, over 8 hours, I think it was 8 hours and 20 minutes, I believe, I felt God's presence on the plane, on the jet. And while people were sleeping, the whole thing, I thought it was me making it up at first, but it was so tangible that I thought maybe the people around me could feel God's presence. But it was just God's way of confirming that God was in this trip. And he had given me two confirmations before the trip, and I'm not going to get into that right now because I'm trying to make this video as short as possible. We're trying to make our YouTube videos about 10 minutes long, not to lose people, so people don't lose the attention. But so I felt God's presence the whole trip, which really bolstered my faith when I got there. So anyhow, we got to Holland, we got to Amsterdam, and the gentleman that brought me out there, he had some friends over there, so we stayed over there in Amsterdam for 4 days. We actually spent 1 day in Brussels, Belgium. We drove over there, which was a great drive. First time over there. I was in Holland, like I said before, but Belgium was the first time I went to Belgium. Brussels, very similar to Amsterdam, very similar to Holland, obviously, a lot of French-speaking people there. Went to see some churches there, some pastors, some leaders, and things like that. Of course, came back late that night, and we spent another day in Holland, in Amsterdam. I spent a lot of that time praying, going for prayer walks. I remember this one time I was looking for a bench. I was having a hard time finding a bench where I can sit down, and I finally found a bench, and I sat there for quite some time, and I just sat there and praying in tongues and listening to the word. I had my recorder with me, headphones. And so anyhow, we flew out of there 4 days later. And our next stop was, we had a layover at Morocco, Casablanca, Morocco, which was a real experience because it's very Muslim, Muslim nation, lots of Muslims walking around. So we had an eight-hour layover. And I don't think the air conditioning was working on that day. It was hot in there. But so that was quite the experience. And, of course, from Morocco, Casablanca, Morocco, we flew to Casablanca, which is the capital of Republic of the Congo. That's a small Congo. And we did a short flight into there. And we dropped some people off, and then, of course, we just flew over the huge river that separates the two Congos into Kinshasa, which is the capital of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, which I spent most of my trip there, almost 3 weeks there, 2.5 weeks, I guess. I did all of my preaching there in French. I preached in small churches, bigger churches. I made a lot of contacts with Bible school directors. I visited some Bible schools. I think I visited 3 Bible schools there, which I was invited to go back, whether it's this year or next year. A lot of these churches want me back. Did a lot of contacts. I was invited to go and visit the city, and I said, I'm really not interested in that. I didn't mean to offend anybody, but I really wanted to meet believers, whether they're leaders in the church or whatever. I just wanted to meet with believers and find out what they're all about, stuff like that. So I got to visit churches. Churches actually, I didn't actually preach in, but eventually I did some of them. I did preach in and do a lot of teaching, which was great. Made a lot of contacts there, lots of contacts. And just to make this shorter, from there, we, in order to fly back to Toronto, we had to fly into Paris, France. And I want to spend a couple minutes there because I had quite an experience there. When we got there, there was a long layover. And so I got to spend a little bit of time to get some sleep there. Really nice airport, beautiful airport. It was almost like I felt like you were in a mall. Because it had a lot of stores in it, and expensive stores. But anyhow, when we came to embark on our plane to go back to fly back to Toronto, we were told that our tickets, actually the word that they used was our tickets were fraudulent. They used the word fraud. And they kept on telling us, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry, everything will be fine. Well, anyhow, long story short, things were not fine. They never let us on the plane. So what happened, long story short, we had to make a decision here. Either we buy a plane ticket or we get a hold of the guy who had actually canceled his flight to stay longer in Kinshasa and to see what we would do about this and to see if he can get a hold of the guy who got our plane tickets to begin with. And so finally we did get a hold of him. And so he did hook us up with the guy who we got our tickets from, our agent, to begin with. But he couldn't get us a flight out till the next day. So what we had to do was either get a hotel room in that airport or sleep outside. But what happened was during that whole time, the guy I was with, he was really upset. And I understand that. But I had built enough faith inside of me over the last 5 years that I began just thanking God for helping us in all this, knowing that he did not make this happen. He didn't allow it. He was not behind it, but that God could get us out of this. So I just began inside of me. I began to thank him while we're looking at ticket prices, and finally we got a hold of the gentleman who brought us out there. We finally got a hold of him, and just thanking God the whole time. And what happened was, I had been bitten by mosquitoes out in Africa, and my leg was really swollen. I was in a lot of pain, and we were doing a lot of walking around the airport, and of course all the walking I did in Africa, and I added to the swelling. So I told the guy I was with, I said, you know what? I said, you go make your phone calls. I said, I'm going to sit right here. I'm not going anywhere. I am sitting right here. So there's this gentleman in front of me, a younger man, and he had a little booth where you wrap up luggages and stuff like that for security reasons. And I just asked him, I said, is the water good here to drink, tap water? He said, no. I said, get bottled water. And I didn't really want to spend money just in case I had to buy a ticket, and we're looking at tickets at that time before we got a hold of the gentleman, and the tickets were like $3,000 a piece to fly back to Toronto from France, and that wasn't even first class, that was just economy. So I said, you know, I'm going to try to keep my expenses really low. And finally, he showed up about half hour later with a big bottle of water. He said, here's some water. So I said, thanks. And I never asked him for the water. And not too long after that, he came back and gave us some sandwich. He bought us some sandwiches. And finally, we just shared a little bit what was going on. He says, listen, he said, you're going to stay at our place tonight. You're going to stay at my house tonight. So we did. We had a place to stay. And by that time we had already figured it all out. We're going to get some plane tickets with another airline for the next day. So we went to his place, and before we went to his place, he said, how would you like to visit the city of Paris? And it was like, we're talking about the 1 o'clock in the morning. So I said, at this time? He said, well, I mean, your flight's not till 7 o'clock in the morning. So I said, he said, how often do you come to Paris? I said, this is my first time. So I said, let's go. So we went to visit some castles just outside, you know, saw the Eiffel Tower and different things like that. It was great, you know, and got to know the guy a little bit more. Had some sleep, couple hours sleep, got up. He brought us back to the subway to get us back to the airport. And so finally we found the agency for our flight to Toronto, which was under Lot Airlines, which is a Polish airline. And we kind of found it strange. Why would it be a Polish airlines? And the guy said, well, you're flying to Poland. And I said, well, we don't want to fly to Poland. We want to go home. We want to go to Canada. Well, this ticket says you're going to Poland, and from Poland, you're going to Canada. I said, okay, so why fuss? You know, we got our tickets, but we had to get our luggage. And they couldn't find our luggage. We had our tickets, but they couldn't find our luggage. So finally, they put us on the plane. It was a smaller plane to fly from Paris to Poland, which is a couple hours flight. And so I'm looking outside the window, and I'm kind of looking at that they're putting in the baggage, and I'm looking for my bags. No bags. So finally I tell the stewardess, I said, you know, I didn't see our bags going there. So they checked it out. So the girl comes back. She goes, you know what? Your luggage did not make it on the plane, and we haven't found your luggage yet, but the plane is leaving very shortly, within a couple of minutes. So they shut the door. But in all of that, we had gotten first class seats. So this was not a big plane, so it was not as extravagant as the next plane that we're taking out from Poland to France. So I didn't worry at all. I got free from worry when I started meditating the word, confessing the word concerning not to worry and these different things like that. When you build faith, that gets rid of worry and anxiety and stuff like that. But the whole time I was just thanking the Lord about our luggage. So we flew to Poland, and there was a layover there too. And when we got to Poland, they said there was a problem with our ticket again. Not with his ticket, the other guy was traveling with, but with my ticket. So I said, here we go again. So I just started thanking the Lord. So finally they worked it all out. They got us on board, still no luggage, but they got us on this beautiful Dreamliner. It was basically a new plane. And of course it was not economy, it was first class. So it was quite a rude awakening for me to actually, the first time on a first class, considering I've been on 6 planes on that whole trip. And I got to have a really good sleep. I got a good view. I got to see Greenland, when we flew over Greenland, different things like that. So we ended up, it was a long flight, 8.5 hour flight from Poland, Warsaw, Poland. Get to Toronto. We had to fill out a form concerning our luggage. And so anyhow, we got back home and no luggage. So the next day I made a phone call at the number for the luggage, and there was no answer all day long, no answer. But I was thanking the Lord the whole time. Next day, phoned, no answer. So I believe it was 11:13 a.m. I was downstairs thanking the Lord for our luggage. And I remember I heard inside of me saying, phone now. So I dialed right away the same number. I redialed. They picked up the phone. And they said, you know what? I gave my number and all that. And they said, your luggage is on the way back on Air France. It should be here late tonight. This was in the morning. I got a call. They dropped off our luggage the very next day. So I just want to give a brief summary of my trip and some of the things that took place. And I just want to thank you for your time.